We continue on with our Donovan West locker room chat here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Mustangs boys coach. That is Derek Shelton. It is brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. A non-league game on Tuesday night, and it had been a pretty tough stretch. You had seen some of the best teams in the TVL here in the last week and change, but you go to DeKalb, Missouri on Tuesday night and get a win, 68-30. How nice was it to see your team battle on the road against a non-league opponent and get a big win?
Yeah, it was nice to, you know, get out of the league for a game here and go play somebody different. And, you know, after Monday night, you know, I wanted to see how we'd respond from the way we were Monday, and the kids came out from the get-go. And, you know, we got after it defensively, one of our better defensive games of the year, and we started hitting shots again. So hopefully that confidence will carry over the rest of the year.
You get Lynn and then Troy in your final two games of the regular season, and we'll talk about that momentarily. But you obviously want to be playing your best ball going into, you know, this stretch with Sub-State looming. And I had mentioned you have played really the top of the tier of, you know, TVL teams here in the last couple of weeks. Going back to the end of January, you see Axtell, of course, who's towards the top of the league, one of the best, top five in 1A D2, Clifton Clyde, Hanover, Centralia, all within the last couple of weeks. How do you feel like your team's kind of navigated this pretty difficult schedule?
I think we've handled it pretty well. At times, you know, we didn't handle it the way I'd like to handle it. But I think, you know, after seeing last night, you know, it's been real easy for the kids, you know, playing those top four or five teams the last 2 weeks to come out last night and kind of lay an egg, you know, and we didn't. We came out with that energy, that fire from the get-go. So that's good to see, you know, that they can respond from what we've went through the last few weeks.
Well, your second-to-last game of the regular season will be on Friday. You'll get Lynn before Troy on Tuesday night next week. What can you tell us about Lynn and kind of what's the expectation and what you want to see from your team coming up in this matchup on Friday?
The big thing for us is just going out and competing. You know, we know it doesn't matter who we play in our league. You know, every game's going to be a battle, no matter record or anything like that. You know, it's going to be a battle night in, night out, so I want to see, you know, how we respond from this win we had last night, if we can come out and, you know, get out to a good start, you know, last home game of the year. So if we can get off to a good start, you know, and we want to make it a four-quarter battle. We talked about it all year. You know, give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter. That's what we say for every game. Let's give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter because you never know what will happen.
There it is, Donovan West boys basketball coach. That is Derek Shelton, brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, coming off a non-league win Tuesday at DeKalb, Missouri, not too far of a trip. Now they get Lynn at home Friday and then go to Troy on Tuesday to wrap up the regular season. Coach, as always, appreciate a couple minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.